Imagine more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi there, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to episode 489 of the Recruiting Future podcast and the last show of 2022. Anyone who's listened to the show, read any of my writing, or seen me present this year will know that I firmly believe that technology-driven personalization is the forthcoming megatrend in talent acquisition. Earlier in the year, it was a pleasure to speak about personalization at the Association of Talent Acquisition Professionals Global TA Day Conference. ATAP recorded the session, and I wanted to share it with you to wrap up Recruiting Future for 2022. So please, listen on and find out more about how you can achieve automated human-centric recruiting in 2023. Cool. So I'm going to talk for the next half an hour or so about personalization and why it is the mega trend in talent acquisition. So I'm sure that many of you, like me, have received a message like this. So this is a genuine LinkedIn message that I got a few months ago. Hey, insert name, would you be open to connecting? I would love to have you as part of my network, and I'm confident we can benefit from one another. Talk soon. Signed by that person. Now, this message really got me thinking. It got me thinking about three things. First of all, unfortunately, for many people, for many candidates, this is the current state of personalization in talent acquisition. This is as good as it gets. But if we dig deeper into this message, there are actually two things going on that are both mistakes in personalization. The obvious one is the hey, insert name. Now, that's a technical error. That's some software that's gone wrong or something that someone's configured in the wrong way. But actually, I was much more interested in the message itself because the message tells me nothing. It doesn't tell me why they want to connect with me. There's nothing personal about it at all. So I actually read past the hey first name because I thought, you know what, this kind of thing happens. But then the rest of the message, there was nothing in it for me. And unfortunately, in many cases, that's where we are with personalization at the moment. So to introduce myself, I'm Matt Alder. I am the host and the producer of the Recruiting Future podcast. Recruiting Future publishes two episodes a week, and I interview practitioners and thought leaders about what's going on in the world of talent acquisition all over the world. I'm also the author of two books, Exceptional Talent and Digital Talent. And for the last sort of year or so, I've been doing a very deep dive into personalization in talent acquisition to see what the issues are, to see where the benchmarks are, to see what people to see what people are doing, to see what the case studies are, and to see what's going on. And really, over the next 25 minutes, I want to talk you through the why, the how, and the when in terms of personalization. And that's really what this session is going to be about. Before we do that, a little bit of context. So despite my youthful looks, I've actually been in this industry a really long time. I stopped counting after 20 years because that seemed like the right thing to do. But over that last 20 years, we've seen some real shifts, technology-driven shifts in talent acquisition. So back in the late 90s, early 2000s, we all moved online, those of us who were working in talent acquisition at the time. Then sort of about 10 years after that, we got into this connected space with social media, mobile internet, cloud computing. And then sort of most recently, I think we've been moving to what I would call intelligent recruiting. So artificial intelligence, data science, automation, and a real focus on experience. And that's kind of where we are at the moment. And I'm sure that many of the presentations and discussions today will be about some of those topics. But I think we're now moving into this personalized age of recruitment, driven by technology, driven by things like RPA, robotic process automation, driven by data, and driven by behavioral science. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But really, I want to kind of tee up this formula in terms of, you know, where my thinking is on this. And I think where lots of people's thinking is on this in terms of, well, what is personalization and what do we get from it? So basically, the formula for me is automation plus experience. So lots of talk about automation in recruiting over the last few years, and lots of interesting things happening with conversational AI and process automation and self-scheduling and all these kind of things. If you add a high quality experience to that automation, that's where you get personalization. Now, why should we care? Why should we care about this? The reason that we should care is that the practical output is automated, human-centric recruitment. And who doesn't want that? So let's start with the why. Well, why is this important? So basically, for everyone who's existing in the world at the moment, you'll have noticed that personalization is everywhere. Countless organizations and companies are turning our personal data, are taking our data and turning it into a personalized experience. So here's Spotify Unwrapped. It's not my Spotify Unwrapped. I don't think Taylor Swift came top of my particular list, although I do quite like Wolf Alice. Basically, our data is being used to give us these kind of personalized experiences to say, you know what, this is what you've listened to. This is what we'd like to recommend to you. You know, when you're buying things online, it's personalizing that experience to you. Personalization is absolutely everywhere, and it's incredibly important from a marketing perspective. So just some quick very recent stats for you. 80% of consumers are more likely to make a purchase when brands offer personalized experiences. 92% of marketers say customers and prospects expect a personalized experience, and that's gone up from 85% just a few years ago. And this one I think is really interesting, because I think this really resonates with recruiting. 67% of consumers think it's important for brands to automatically adjust content based on current context. When brands don't adjust accordingly, 42% of consumers will get annoyed that the content isn't personalized. So a bit more about that. Later. So how does this kind of really fit in with where we are with recruiting? In the last two books that I've written, co-authored with my good friend Mervyn Dinnan, we looked at the sense of the digital talent journey that people go on. And actually, the employee experience and the candidate experience are joined up from the perspective of the person who's experiencing them. And I think really, as an industry, that's what we kind of need to think about in terms of how we move people through the talent lifecycle and the experience that they have. Now, if we're doing that at any kind of scale, it's going to involve automation. And if you add a quality experience to that automation, that's when you get these amazing benefits of personalization. And the benefits, I think, are absolutely massive and speak to a lot of the strategic aims that the people that you listening will have. Experience, it improves the candidate experience. It improves the recruiter experience. It improves the hiring manager experience. It improves the speed and quality of talent acquisition. It also improves the efficiency, and over time, it uses less resource. Obviously, you know, these things take time and resource to set up, but once they're running and optimizing and moving forward, it's efficient and it saves resource. And who doesn't want to be more efficient and save resource during the times that we're living through at the moment? So that's the why. A quick message from our sponsor, Wonolo. Hi everyone, I want to tell you about Wonolo. That's Wonolo. Wonolo stands for Work Now Locally. Wonolo enables businesses to find quality workers for on-demand, seasonal, short-term, and long-term work. Ditch the bulky paperwork and interview process, and use Wonolo to find quality workers fast, and get work done even faster. With flexible workers and no platform fees, you can save on operating costs, meet demand, and maximize earnings with ease. Wonolo is available in over 100 markets, including Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, New York, and Seattle. Get workers who are ready to work and spend less time finding them with Wonolo. Go to www.wonolo.com/pod. That's www.wonolo.com. techtechnology.com/pod and take the stress out of finding workers. Let's talk about the how. Now, I've only got 20 minutes left, and I could talk about this for hours. So this really is an overview. There may be areas that you want to hear about in more detail. You can reach out to me. There's lots on the podcast, and I'll give you some sort of pointers in terms of where you can go with this next. But let's just look at the overview of the how. So what can you personalize in talent acquisition? You can, and these are things that are already happening. There's already technology and there are already employers who are doing a lot to personalize these particular experiences and processes within talent acquisition, recruitment marketing, careers websites, assessment, and onboarding. Now, I'm sure many of you who are watching and listening will think of more or subsets of these where personalization is becoming a factor, but these are the kind of the ones where I'm seeing lots of interesting activity taking place. And really this comes down to a split between robots, technology, humans, people like you, talent acquisition professionals. And really personalization works when these two factors work together. So from the robot technology side, that's what runs the process. That's what throws off the data. And also that's what provides the communication infrastructure for personalization. Now, unfortunately, when we talk about personalization or even automation, that's where the conversation tends to stop. We don't talk about the human element. We might have a big argument about whether robots can replace recruiters and all those kind of things, but we don't talk about how they work together or what the human element is. Now, the human element of personalization is absolutely critical. It's the relationship building and it's the empathetic communication. Now, those of you who are recruiters, you do this every day. You do this every day with the candidates that you're working with. And as an industry, we are brilliant at doing this on a one-to-one or one-to-few basis. What we're not so good at doing is doing this on a one-to-many basis. And it's interesting about, I'm going to dig into empathetic communication as the kind of the focus of the next 10 minutes or so. But relationship building is interesting because it's like, well, how do you build relationships at scale? And that's why we have something called employer branding, because branding is all about building relationships at scale. So you can see all of these things come into personalization, and it's kind of really interesting how sort of multifaceted it is if you're going to deliver, a strategy around personalization for your organization. I promise we dig a little bit deeper into empathetic communication. And there's two aspects that I just want to touch on as part of this. The first one is behavioral science. And the second one, the related one, is storytelling. Back to the message from the beginning. As I said, the main thing that's wrong with this message is the lack of empathy, the fact I don't care about it, and just the fact it doesn't speak to me in any kind of way. And yes, it's an extreme example, but I'm sure that many organizations will send communication out as part of their recruitment process or a part of their sourcing process or their recruitment marketing process that equally isn't empathetic, doesn't create an emotional connection, and doesn't feel personalized. So, how could we change that? I'm very, very interested in behavioral science. And it's something that, again, I've been sort of looking at for a number of years now. And it really is the study of human behavior. Why do we do the things that we do? It's becoming a bigger thread in marketing by the day. So marketers wanting to understand, human behavior so they can sell people more things. But in TA, we need to understand human behavior so we can convince people to join and stay and perform at our organizations. And behavioral science is the science that explains this. And to give you a quick example of it, behavioral science, it's the Uber map. So, here we go. Here you open the app, you're looking for a car. There are lots of little cars around you. Now, experience will tell us that actually none of these cars are going to come and pick us up. But the fact that I can look at the map and there's cars surrounding me is comforting. It's going to make me want to, it makes me think, do you know what? There's availability. I am going to, I'm going to carry on with my booking. And you know, that's behavioral science in a nutshell. It's not necessarily data driven or particularly, you know, logically accurate, but it's that thing that's prompting, a reaction for me because I feel the comfort that, you know, if I order a car, one of these that's just a couple of streets away is going to turn up and pick me up. Now, if you want to know more about behavioral science, I can't possibly sort of go into it in 5 minutes. I would thoroughly recommend this episode of the podcast. So it's episode 375. You can find the podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you're not an avid podcast listener, there's a website, recruitingfuture.com. And if you just put the episode numbers of the episodes that I quote into the search engine, it'll bring up this episode. So this is an interview that I did last year with Rory Sutherland, who is the vice president of the marketing agency Ogilvy. He's also one of the world's leading experts on behavioral science in business. And I spoke to him for about half an hour, and he came up with so many interesting thoughts and ideas around behavioral science and talent and all these kind of things. So I think it's perhaps a new discipline for this industry, but it's something that we need to learn about because it's all about that sort of power of persuasion and that power of personalization. And interestingly, this is a study that Ogilvy did looking at affinity at scale. It's a slightly sort of obtuse diagram. But basically their strategy is to look at personalization via data. So, okay, we know, we have people's data. We know what they do. We have their buying behavior. We know what they listen to on Spotify. We can create affinity and personalization using that data. But actually we need human insights as well. The data doesn't tell us everything, or the data could give us a very false impression about something, about someone. We need to know how they behave and what they, you know, what they really do and how they respond. And that's where behavioral science comes in. So well worth checking out. The second aspect that I want to look into of this empathetic communication is storytelling. Now, it's been an absolute delight to see over the last couple of years that storytelling has become such a big topic within the employer brand and recruitment marketing world. And that's, you know, that's absolutely brilliant because I think if you go back 3 or 4 years, that absolutely wasn't the case at all. What I think we need to think about in terms of our storytelling is actually what's the strategy and what's the structure that fits behind it. It's all very well telling stories, but why are we telling them? How are we telling them? And are we telling them in a way that's going to give us the outcomes that we need through this empathetic communication? My favorite quote on storytelling comes from a journalist and sort of storytelling strategist, Shane Snow, who he's actually been on the podcast 3 times because I love his work so much. And he specializes in storytelling for business. And his quote is that great stories build relationships and they make people care. And again, it's back to that building relationships at scale. How do you do that through automation? Well, you tell great stories that make people care about your organization and the role that you're talking about. Now, what Shane does, which is brilliant, is he actually breaks down storytelling into kind of 4 sort of key areas. So, you know, these are the areas to look for in business storytelling. So, you know, relatability. Is the story recognizable? Does it gather easy empathy? Is it something you look at and go, yeah, no, I can understand that. Novelty, something not seen before. We are bombarded with messages and information. And actually novelty is the thing that makes your story stand out. It's like, do you know what? You know, I've looked at the recruitment websites for 10 different tech companies today, but actually there's something in this story on this website that's so new, it's going to capture my attention and I'm going to pay attention to the rest of it. Fluency. Easy for the audience to understand. You know, we need to speak in the language of our audience. We don't need to speak in internal jargon, you know, or phrases that very few people understand. We need to talk in the tone and the vocabulary of the audience that we're trying to talk to. And then finally, tension, the gap between what is and what could be. And, you know, anyone who's watching a box set on Netflix or anything understands tension. Tension is what makes you tune in to the next episode, or makes you not press the stop button and you end up sitting there all night watching a box set. I'm sure we've all done it. That's tension. That's dramatic tension. And that's a key part of storytelling and something that you can think of in a business perspective. Again, if you want to know, you know, if you want to hear more on this, I did a recent interview with Shane about storytelling, and you can, that's episode 438. So you can find that and listen to it. So finally, when? Well, when are we going to do this? Well, to me, this is critically important, and it's not easy. And it's something that, you know, pretty much you need to dive into straight away. If you're not looking at personalization as part of your, strategy, you really need to, because your competitors are, and that's how they're getting, or they will get, competitive advantage when it comes to talent. So, you know, my advice is to literally kind of dive right in and do this. So just some resources that might help and some case studies. So earlier this year, I did produce some really interesting content with Paradox about conversational AI. And I spoke to, I think across these two episodes of the podcast, there's about 8 interviews with practitioners using various types of automation and personalization, and talking about the kind of the real world TA problems that it's solving. So if you want to actually listen to case studies of people putting personalization into practice, and interestingly, they're all very different because they all have very different, you know, challenges, and they're looking at very, very different things, I'd really recommend you know, listening to these two episodes. So just to recap, personalization, it's automated human-centric recruitment, and who doesn't want that? My thanks to everyone at ATAP. You can check out their website and become a member by going to www.ataplobal.org. And a huge thank you to you for supporting the podcast this year. It's been amazing to see the listener numbers keep growing, hear your feedback, work with some brilliant sponsors, and interview some of the most fascinating people in our industry. If you're interested in working with me in 2023, either by partnering with the podcast or engaging me as a speaker, please get in touch via matt@metashift.co.uk. You can subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or via your podcasting app of choice. Please also follow the show on Instagram. You can find us by searching for Recruiting Future. You can search all the past episodes at recruitingfuture.com. On that site, you can also subscribe to the monthly newsletter, Recruiting Future Feast, and get the inside track about everything that's coming up on the show. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next year, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.